Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome everyone to the episode of Dawah Around the World, The Dishonorable. Not even a week has passed since the arrest of three Hizb ut-Tahrir members and preventing their rallies demanding the mobilization of the Muslim armies towards the liberation of Palestine. Yet, the Jordanian regime's wickedness has no break. On Wednesday the 17th of January, they arrested political activist Najah Yusuf al-Sabatin from her home and took her to the intelligence building in Madaba. Picking up and taking a sister who works to fulfill her covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and puts her loyalty to Islam way above her treacherous leaders only proves the foolish behavior of the regime that seeks to destroy homes and spread chaos in them. They provoke people, their feelings and their protectiveness over their honor simply because they speak the word of Haqq, which threatens their authority, power and corruption. Something not even Abu Jahl would do, who was one of the biggest enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mighty tyrant of kufr and tyranny, so that people do not say that he frightened the daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jordanian regime surpassed him. They have turned to disgusting tactics by dishonoring women and painstakingly separating them from their families. Do they forget the value and dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches to the believing Muslimah? Do they forget the consequences of the one who is responsible for the pain and suffering a Muslim woman endures? Where is your Islam? Where is your fear of being questioned by your Rabb? Do you forget the wise words of Umar radiallahu anhu?
قال عمر رضي الله عنه نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام فإن ابتغينا العزة بغيره أذلنا الله.
Verily we were a disgraceful people and Allah honored us with Islam. So if we seek honor from other than Islam, then Allah will humiliate us. The Jordanian regime have shown how shameless they are. This level of humiliation and dishonor has proven that their hatred of Islam has no limits. The list of crimes committed by this regime has no end in sight. Their allegiance lies with the enemies of Islam who work day and night to stop its return. They collaborate with the West in disgracing the Muslim Ummah around the entire globe. They close their eyes when any atrocities and oppression takes place and demands from them action. They make out that their own sincere citizens who want Allah's just laws and systems to be the biggest threat to their state security. They exhaust all their power and might against them when truly it needs to be directed to dealing with the real danger. And now, when they've taken this to the next level of targeting the most precious pillar of our deen, the women, they must know they've crossed all boundaries. The arrest of our dear sister Najah will be added to their long list of crimes. That time is not far away when they will be soon held to account for every crime they engaged in against the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
And fear the calamity that does not only afflict those who oppressed, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. Surah Anfal, verse 25. Time is not far when the Khilafah will be established, which will wipe off the evil our rulers participate in and spread, and never allow the hands of tyranny from reaching any of our sisters. And we pray for the return of the protection of the Khilafah to put a full end to the tyranny of our Muslim rulers. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for joining us today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Takbir!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.